Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the doors for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour."
Good morning.
Peace be with you. Thank you. The church is always blessing us with its liturgical year. And as we begin the month of November, it's really the month of eschatology. It's a beautiful word that means end times, what's going to happen when we die. So we begin the beautiful month, as we did last Sunday, with the Feast of All Saints, calling to mind that these are the ones for which are sharing in the fullness of God's love. And then, of course, we follow that up with 7 days of Masses for all souls, for those who are still in that process of purgation, of being made perfect, so when they become before the Lord, they can share in the glory of that resurrected body. St. Paul's second reading today speaks beautifully to that understanding of what happens at the end of our lives. Many people in the time of Paul thought that Jesus was going to come back while they were all still alive and gather them up into heaven. So when the faithful began to die, they began to questioning, here's the body and where is the soul? And as you heard, Paul explains it beautifully, that the reality of those who have died will rise first, and then those of us who are left will follow. So the church not only stops with All Saints Day, but each Sunday we're looking at what will happen at the end of the times. For not only for the whole world, but for ourselves. And in the last Sunday of November, we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King of heaven and earth. Then, of course, in December, we begin all over again, preparing for the birth of the Savior. So when I look at the parable today that speaks about our readiness, I think it can be summed up easily enough in the prayer that I always pray at the end of our general intercessions at Mass. Eternal Father, help us to recognize the brevity of our human lives so that we may dispose ourselves to your love, mercy, wisdom, and grace so that we may, what, further the kingdom and share with you eternally in heaven. That's what this parable is really about. You start with 10 virgins, meaning that these women had set themselves aside to honor the bridegroom. But very quickly, Jesus tells in a parable, 5 of them were foolish, while 5 were wise. What he really is doing for us is to show us how we are created in God's image and likeness, body and soul. The lamp itself is the body. But the oil is what gives fire and life to the soul to animate that body. And without the oil, we are not prepared for the coming of the King. the bridegroom. How beautiful in our first reading from the book of wisdom that we hear about wisdom itself. How ready wisdom is willing to be a part of our lives, to be that oil in those flasks, to animate our lives in the work of Christ. It says, those who love her, she will embrace. Those who seek her out at dawn will find her waiting at the gate. For us, that would be like at our driveway. How can you go past her without starting your day if you are seeking her? And remember what wisdom is. Wisdom is seeing as God sees. And how does God see the end times? How does he see our lives? He sees them so different than us. And that's why he reminds us, stay awake. For it is very brief. And the work of collecting the oil is so important. Some people struggle with this parable because when the bridegroom comes, the foolish ones ask the wise one for some of their oil and they refuse them. Where's Christian charity in that refusal? But it is a harsh reality that there are certain things you and I must do on our own. No one else can do it for us. We need to gather in our lives wisdom. We need to gather grace. We need to gather a love of God. Yes, we pray for our loved ones who don't know that, right? We pray all the time for those, but they still have free will. That's the disposition, disposing themselves to what is necessary. So what should be our mission this week? I think it should be first and foremost to realize that any way for our soul to animate the body, it's a constant desire to obtain that fuel of wisdom, grace, and love. And it has to be constant because sometimes we do fall asleep, right? Sometimes we fall asleep and those occasions that we call those sins of omission, or on those occasions we open our mouth when we should have kept it closed. But yet, if we're still gathering these graces, we will awake to his glory. And those graces come not only through the sacred scriptures, it comes through the sacramental life. How important the Holy Eucharist is. You're here amidst a pandemic. When everybody else is sheltered down in fear, you're here because you know you need this. This is where the oil and the flasks are filled. So when you come up to receive Holy Communion this morning, the bread of life that transforms you, body and soul, remember before Jesus can be the bread of life, before we can consume him as our life, he first has to be the sacrifice, the lamb of the altar. That's the price for the gift that we receive. That's the gift of redemption. It comes back to us as a grace to glorify his name. So when you take our Lord into Eucharist, thank him for the many opportunities to be wise, to be filled with his love, to be strengthened by his grace. And then ask him through the Father, remember how brief your life is, that you may always dispose it to these gifts, so that you may further his kingdom and share with him eternally in heaven. And I promise to do the same.